This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمداً عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. Dear respective brothers and sisters, today we want to speak about something that is really, really important, that is convenient to all our lives. And every single person that we might see on a regular basis and are sitting in this masjid today. Because every single person in this masjid or in this world, at some point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take his soul. And the three things that I want to touch on today, that which relates to a person, firstly being complacent about doing good deeds. Secondly, the su'al khatima, the bad ending, or the good ending of a person. And the third thing is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep me firm upon the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thabat. Day in, day out, we hear about different stories that a person, after being upon guidance, or after being upon the straight path, something happens to him, he's afflicted with an affliction, and then this person has a bad ending. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us about these kind of situations and how the situation of a person is. It was narrated by Imam Ahmad on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنْ كَطِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Hasten to doing good deeds. For indeed the fitan is like the dark patches of the night. يُصْبِحُ الْإِنسَانُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِي الْإِنسَانُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. A person, he breaks the morning while he's a Muslim, and then breaks the night while he has disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other way around. Just to show you that somebody's affairs are not in our hands, and the seriousness that a person can actually be in, and some of the things that can happen to him. He might be on the straight path this very moment, but maybe after a few days, this person deviates away. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith that was narrated by Imam al-Bukhari on the authority of Abdullah al-Mas'ud. He said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجَنَّةِ لَا ذِرَاعٍ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. A person, he does deeds. He does good deeds. Until there's between him and the Jannah the length of an arm span. And the decree overtakes him. So after that, he does the actions of the people of hellfire. What happens? After all his actions, he enters into the hellfire. Which is very sad to see. Imagine now a person, he is doing good actions for 60, 70 years. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ 70 وَ60. The average of a person, or his lifespan, is around 60 to 70 years. Imagine now for 60, 70 years, we are doing good actions, and then all of a sudden, we become deviated away from the path, or the straight path, or the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us with. So the affair is very, very severe. Which I'm going to come upon the end of the khutbah, that a person needs to be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep him firm upon the religion. Because this affair is not in our hands. We see people that are good today, and then days later they become bad. A person that might be teaching us today, after a few days, what happens to him? He's doing all kinds of haram. So this issue is very, very severe, ikhwan. If we look at the Salaf, the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim, how they used the faith for themselves to deviate away from the straight path. Forget us, look at people like Umar ibn al-Khattab. Umar ibn al-Khattab used the faith for himself to fall into hypocrisy, to be from those that are from the hypocrites. We all know who Umar ibn al-Khattab was. Dhurwatul Mu'mineen, the best of the people to ever touch upon the earth. And at the same time, he would be scared for himself. Let alone say, I'm doing this good deed, I'm going to enter into Jannah. They used to fear for themselves. Umar ibn al-Khattab, one time, he went up to Hudayf ibn al-Yamani, who also used to be called Sahib al-Sir. He used to have the secrets of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet used to tell him some stuff that he wouldn't tell the other. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one time told him, those that are from the munafiqeen. Those are from the munafiqeen, he told him. Umar ibn al-Khattab, because he used to fear for himself so much to be from those that are misguided, he went up to Hudayf and he said to him, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam write me amongst them? This is Umar ibn al-Khattab that is fearing for himself. Where do you think our situation should be? Especially in the lands that we're in now. And some of the things that happens around us, like the fitan, the fitnat al-shubahat and shahawat, the doubt, and likewise the desires that are always around us. Sometimes we look at something, it could infatuate us. Imagine today we're like this and tomorrow. We are maybe infatuated by some desire, and we die in this situation. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi chapter in the Sahih, Bab, khawf al-mu'min, min an yuhbita amalu wa la yash'ur. The faith that a believer should have, that some of his actions might be fruitless, they won't be accepted. And then he used the same language with Nabi Mulaika. He said, أَدْرَكْتُ 30 مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كُلَّهُمْ يَخَافُ النِّفَاقَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. I met 30 of the Sahaba, every single one of them would fear or have fear for himself to fall into hypocrisy or to be from a hypocrite. The whole point is that people, the Sahaba, they used to fear for themselves. They never was complacent. They would be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a constant basis to keep them straight on the keep them firm upon the straight path. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the individual that broke the asnam, that broke the statues, who was also known as the Imam Tawheed. He's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَ نَعْمُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah, prevent me and my offspring to worship the asnam. This is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The prophets that we read about inside the Quran. Hassan al-Basri one time stood up in the masjid and he said, مَا أَمِنُوا إِلَى الْمُنَافِقُ وَمَا خَافُوا إِلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ. About the iman. To think that you're safe, Hassan al-Basri was from the greatest of the tabi'een. He said that this is from the affair of the munafiq. They will be very complacent. Rather upon us to keep or to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a constant basis and to keep doing actions and fearing for ourselves and not being complacent. Because we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with two things, Raja and Khawf. We have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our deeds. And likewise, we have to fear Him. We don't just hope and keep hoping that we don't have fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how the Sahaba, they were. I'm not saying that you must have fallen into this and be a munafiq, no. Rather, the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim, they were so much fear about themselves. And they would carry on doing actions to the last day. Umar ibn al-Khattab, one time he said, or when he was with his kid, or his son, he told him to pay one dirham. So the son said to him, تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْكْ يَا بَتَى. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this from you. He said, if I only knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted one sujood of mine, I would have been happy about it. Let alone some of the things that we might think. This is Umar ibn al-Khattab, how he was. And others. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us from them. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Dear respected brothers and sisters, another important issue that we might forget or might not do, that we should try to the best of our ability to keep doing on a regular basis, is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm upon the religion. Because none of us are safe. Like we mentioned in the other hadith, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ الْجَنَّةِ ذَرَاعٌ. A person keeps doing actions from the actions of the people of Jannah until there's an arm span length between him and the Jannah. He does one action and he enters into the hellfire. It's upon us to keep on our toes and likewise do these actions regularly. And at the same time ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thabat. Because the thabat, the steadfastness is not stored from anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Imagine in the hadith, إِنَّ الْقُلُوبَ إِنَا أُصْبُعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِعَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ إِنْ شَاءَ يُقِيمَهُ أَقَامَ وَإِنْ شَاءَ يُزِيقَهُ أَزَاقَ يُقَلِّبَا كَيْفِ يَشَاءَ. The hearts are between two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he wills, he keeps it straight, and if he rules, he deviates this person away from the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he used to be constant in saying, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. O turner of the hearts, keep our hearts firm upon your religion, upon your ta'ha, in another narration. Ala ta'atik ala deenik. This would be the case of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would also say, فَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ لِعِبَادِكَ فِتْنَةً فَاقْبُضْنِي إِلَيْكَ غَيْرُ مَفْتُونَ. And if you want any fitna for your slave, then dispatch me or seize my soul while I'm not maftun, infatuated or trialed. Which one would we prefer, ya ikhwan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes our souls while we are in a good state, or the time when the Malik takes our soul and we might be doing something wrong, like drinking khamar, or smoking, or swearing, or doing all these kind of other bad acts, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes our soul then and then. There and then. So this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fear for himself. And he was the final messenger, the Imam al-Tawheed, the best of the people. If this is the case of the person who was the best of the people, how do you think our case should be? We should be on a constant basis asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thabat and to keep us firm upon the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just remember that moment when you're doing something bad or you're watching something bad, whatever you're watching or you're doing something bad, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes your soul at every moment. And what a sad situation it would actually be. Whether he's doing anything haram, backbiting, swearing, zina, sariqah, any of these kind of things. And this is inclining towards the hadith, when the Prophet said, A person does the act of the people of the hellfire and enters into it. Our Hizb al-Khatim is something very important, Ya Ikhwan. Umar ibn al-Khattab, he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a good ending. He would constantly say, Allahumma arzuqni shahadatin fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik, like it was mentioned in Bukhari. He would say, oh Allah, make me a martyr that dies in your way, and make my death inside the city of your Prophet. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such a good ending. We hear people, they die in their sujood. We hear people, they die while they're listening to music and the curtains over them. Umar ibn al-Khattab asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. What happened? Umar ibn al-Khattab, he died in Medina and he was buried there. Do not underestimate the power of dua. Anything is possible with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of us, we have this qillat al-tawakkul billah azza wa jal, that we don't actually believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might do this. Or when we ask Him, that He might give it to us. Rather, anything is possible anytime. وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْذُورًا وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. It's not something good to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything is possible anytime. That you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you a job made in. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنْفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. Dear respective brothers and sisters, today we want to speak about something that is really, really important, that is convenient to all our lives. And every single person that we might see on a regular basis and are sitting in this masjid today. Because every single person in this masjid or in this world, at some point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take his soul. And the three things that I want to touch on today, that which relates to a person, firstly being complacent about doing good deeds. Secondly, the Su' al-Khatima, the bad ending or the good ending of a person. And the third thing is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep me firm upon the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thabat. Day in, day out, we hear about different stories that a person, after being upon guidance, or after being upon the straight path, something happens to him, he's afflicted with an affliction, and then this person has a bad ending. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us about these kind of situations and how the situation of a person is. It was narrated by Imam Ahmad on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنْ كَقِطْعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Hasten to doing good deeds. For indeed the fitan is like the dark patches of the night. يُصْبِحُ الْإِنسَانُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. ويمثل إنسان مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا. A person, he breaks the morning while he's a Muslim, and then breaks the night while he has disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other way around.